The Voices Dot Earth podcast series is brought to you by the Dot Earth Domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing Dot Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices Dot Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with Alexi Vesaluma and Jason Knight of Mandan Dot Earth, which is a collection of friends, artists, and designers all brought together by a shared vision for experimentation, nature, and very unconventional thinking. And Alexi and Jason, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's great to have you. I got to say, I spent some time on your website and all of your projects and what you do. The best way for me to describe is that it's very cool, very innovative stuff. And with that in mind, if you don't mind, please give us a high-level overview of Mandan and how the idea came about and all that good stuff. And I don't know, Jason, you want to start that one?
Yeah, sure. I can begin. So like you said before, we're a group of artists and designers. We met in design school, but what brought us together was we're kind of thinking somewhere between in the mindset of artists and designers. We were interested in art and design at the same time. We say art and design and like what differentiates them to us and why we describe ourselves as being in the middle. We think art is more like applying empathy and applying human emotion to making things and creating things, and design is often more technical and more engineering, and we find that our work falls perfectly in the middle. So we try and stay in the middle, and we think that our work is mostly in the middle.
Yeah, just to add to that, like we often start with a design problem, so something that is a problem in the real world, for example, regarding sustainability, but the way we express that is often through an artistic way. Because we feel like people relate to these emotions that art creates, and it's an easier way to kind of create this feeling that, okay, for example, the planet needs saving. Let's try to show that through an art installation instead of creating a real product, let's say. So,
yeah, it's really interesting stuff, that's for sure. And one of the things that certainly popped out, and I might have mentioned this in my emails to you all, is that I am an old school skateboarder from the 80s, way back in the day. And I love all things skateboarding still in my late 40s. And I saw that you have your 100% recycled plastic open source skateboard decks and also an accompanying Kickstarter campaign. So would love to hear more about that. And Jason, I believe this is your baby, right?
Yeah. Alexi's helped me a lot through the process as well. And so has the rest of the Mandan crew. This is a project that I initiated about 5 years ago now. But basically, I wanted to create a product that makes people understand like the strength and the capabilities of plastic. Like, so a lot of time when people notice products made from recycled plastic, the first thing they notice is like aesthetically, they're very beautiful. But one of the things that's often overlooked is like they're very strong and can be used for lots of applications, like engineering applications and applications where durability is important, and people don't immediately understand this and are not immediately communicated this when they see a product made from recycled plastic. So I thought to myself, like, what would instantly make people realize this and understand this? And I was like, I want to make a skate video made from a skate video with decks made from recycled plastic ink. It's a very thin product. So you see someone grinding or flipping a skateboard made from recycled plastic, and you immediately understand, like, that's a strong, tough material. And also, something that I found very beautiful about working with recycled plastic is that you're creating things from what society considers waste and what society generally considers to have no value. So you can, like, a future plan for the project is to run workshops where people can bring their waste and turn it into a skateboard for free. So, like, we go to a neighborhood or a community where people would never have the resources to be able to get a skateboard themselves. And we can go and say to them, like, yeah, if you go collect 2 kilos of plastic off the street and bring it to us, and we can make it into a skateboard in front of you, or you can make it into a skateboard yourself with our help and then walk away at the end of the day with the board. This is what I want to be able to create. And the reason it's open source is because I don't want it just to be us doing this. I want as many people as possible to be able to do this. So we're kind of flagshipping and like piloting it ourselves to run it the first time to figure out how to do it. But then we're going to publish the whole process and every lesson that we learn through the process online. So if other people want to do the same, that they are able to.
That's awesome. I love it on so many levels. And, you know, number one, you're helping people who don't, like you said, don't have access to skateboarding or understand skateboarding or have the resources to be able to get their own skateboard deck on this. And this certainly seems like something like the Tony Hawk Foundation would be into, because we've been involved in my town in Vermont in terms of raising money to build a skate park here. And we ended up getting a grant from the Tony Hawk Foundation for like $10,000 to help us build it. And we ultimately built the skate park in 2019. And just from interacting with like the Tony Hawk Foundation and people like that, I'm like, this is the kind of stuff they would love. Have you thought about that or reached out to organizations that are more established in the skateboarding community with this idea?
Right now, no, I didn't, to be honest. I didn't know that Tony Hawk Foundation existed, but this is very cool and interesting news. This is actually the next steps for a project. Like, so the Kickstarter didn't completely fund, but what has happened is we've had a lot of publicity and a lot of people hearing about the project. So we're in discussion right now with some other pre-established organizations. One is Freedom Skate Park, which I will let Alexi speak a little bit about. And another one is an organization called Wasted in Portugal, who are making sustainable skate products. Alexi, I'll let you speak about Wasted, about Freedom Skate Park a little bit.
So yeah, the Freedom Skate Park was created by Concrete Jungle Foundation in Kingston, Jamaica. I think it was last year. And that's through some friend context. We have a friend now from Helsinki going there, and with the aim to create this skateboard deck manufacturing facility into one of the shipping containers there at the Freedom Skate Park. So the aim of this would be that people around the area can collect local waste, create decks, and learn to skate and learn something about recycling in the process. So that's one kind of pilot project that we're really excited to try to pursue early next year. One great thing as well is that, yeah, in a place, if you don't have the resources to have many decks, or if you're an active skater, you might go through 10 decks a summer. But once you've got 2 kilos of plastic, you basically have a deck for a very long time. If it breaks or warps, you can melt it again into a new deck. So this would be a perfect place at the Freedom Skate Park to kind of test this Jason's idea and hopefully help the locals run it in the future. And other projects that Concrete Jungle Foundation have going on are in Peru, but also in Angola. So if this works, it could show how anywhere in the world you could establish these little recycling stations that could create all kinds of products, including skateboards. So we're currently looking into ways to fund this project in Jamaica. And yeah, I don't know if you got something to add to it, but we're really excited to so quickly bring this idea to something that can actually make an impact, in a social impact, in a context somewhere else than just in our minds and where we live.
Well, I have some thoughts. You know, that's amazing. Everything that you're doing there with this, it blows my mind, because when I was growing up in the 80s and was all into skateboarding, my friends and I, at the time, skateboarding was viewed very negatively. Like, we were outlaws, or we were not fully accepted by mainstream society. But we kept doing what we're doing, and we weren't doing anything bad. In fact, skateboarding kept us kind of healthy and fit and active. But a lot of people didn't see it that way. But, you know, over the years, for example, Tony Hawk and the X Games, and then the skateboarding was supposed to be in the Olympics 2020 in Tokyo. I think they've pushed that out. But just to see it not only go mainstream, but also programs like this that are bringing it to developing countries, just shows me that skateboarding is going beyond mainstream. It's going global. And that it's awesome. I don't even have a question. I just wanted to throw that out there, how excited I am about the stuff you guys are doing.
It's good to hear, man. Like, it's people's enthusiasm like yours that keeps us motivated to keep doing this. And like, hearing stuff like this is what motivates us to keep working.
That's awesome. Well, let's switch, because I know you guys do a lot of things beyond the skateboarding project. There are other things that Mandan.Earth does. So if you don't mind, tell us about some of the other projects that you do. And maybe we'll start with Alexi on that one.
So primarily, we started off doing kind of one-off festival installations. And from then on, we started doing a bunch of all other stuff. It's very multidisciplinary and experimental. So these installations that we make often merge, you know, interactive elements, a lot of stuff with sustainable material production. So, for example, I'm here in Helsinki right now, and here I have my own little lab. We are exploring ways to create, you know, new biodegradable, strong materials from all kinds of waste streams, including orange peel, pine needles, mushroom mycelium, which you can literally grow into a material. That's actually the root structure of mushrooms. We worked with seaweed in the past. That's Louis, our other guy, who's now based in Bristol in the UK. And this development into biodegradable new biomaterials, what we also try to show in our art installations. So I would say we're very much divided between this plastic recycling, using recycled materials, biomaterial development, also graphic stuff. And whenever we create an installation, we try to merge as much of this stuff that we've learned into something that creates a really interesting experience for people that's not only enlightening and like cathartic in a way, but tries to show something about how things could be built in the world in the future. For example, using mycelium as an insulation for architectural space. So all these kind of things. And the main way we show that right now is through festival installations. Every year we get together to make one. This year, sadly not because of COVID, but next year hopefully things are different. Have you got something to add, Jace?
Yeah, you covered everything, basically.
Okay, great. Well, let's talk about the .Earth domain. Your website is Mandan.Earth. As I mentioned, for those of our listeners who have not checked it out, I highly recommend it. There's a lot of awesome stuff on there. It's a very creative website. And as .Earth domain users, why did you all choose .Earth? And maybe we'll go with Jason first on that one.
Yeah, it has multiple meanings. Obviously, like, sustainability is one of the foundation motivations and like values that we incorporate into all of our work. So having .Earth as a domain makes a lot of sense. The second is a bit more cryptic, but it's very important to us. So like when we met, we all lived in London. But all of us, so we lived together for 4 years, and then all of us had a sort of aspiration to travel. We think it's a very important part of the design process, is living in different contexts so you can subjectively understand how different parts of the world work and how different societies and communities work. So we all had this plan and this urge to travel, to do this after we graduated, which meant we'd be spreading to different countries. But we wanted something that kind of kept us together, which is one of the reasons Mandan exists, because we all work together really good as a team. So we wanted something to sort of show, something that allows us to continue to work together, even though we're spread from different parts of the world. And the story is also the same before we met. Like, we all actually originate from different countries. So there's Hook, who's from Thailand, Lexi is from Finland, Louis is half French, half English. Radu is half Serbian, half English. And myself and Richie, we're both completely English. But we also, the same reason as why we like to travel, to learn about different cultures, there's also something we think that makes us interesting as a group. Like, we all have kind of learned each other's cultures, even when we just lived in London, by just sharing experiences with each other and sharing our way of life with each other.
Yeah, that's pretty on point. And also to add to that, while we started in Mandan, throughout the years, we worked in various places. We've worked in the Netherlands, Jason's in France right now. We've covered Denmark, Sweden, Finland. Jason spent a year in Bhutan developing Fab Lab, working there. We have this urge to do things globally all the time. And a lot of the research and work we're doing has something that can benefit people globally. So that's why the Earth domain as well is, because I think it relates to this kind of emotional idea that we share, that, you know, we're all a big family and we're trying to do something good here in the earth. So for example, Jason's skateboard idea is something that anyone can take anywhere they are in the world and start implementing it on their own. And the same goes for biomaterials. So I think it's just also about, you know, what it is to be human in this time, in this world, and we're all the same. And I think the earth, it's got so many meanings, and I think it's the best domain.
That's awesome. I love it. I love it. Thanks, guys, for that feedback there. And it really does resonate on many different levels, because you do projects that are global in scale. You all are global from many different countries, the entire Mandan team. And what you said there at the end, Alexi, is correct. And from our perspective, the Dot Earth domain helps unite what we call the Dot Earth tribe. And pretty much the vast majority of all Dot Earth users are doing something to make the world a better place. And you all certainly fit that mold here. And that's why we reached out to you to do this interview. We thought it was a perfect fit for us. And, you know, speaking of, I guess, the future, if you will, what does the future hold for Mandan? And maybe we'll start with Jason on that one.
Like, we all share these ideas and principles that keeps us together as a group. And we also have individual interests. So some of us specialize in graphics, some of us specialize in materials, some of us specialize in electronics. So after studying as a group for 4 years, all of us have kind of followed the same pattern without discussing it in a way. Like, we've all kind of dived into our niche. So I've kind of dived into plastic recycling, FabLab technology. Lexi's really dived into materials, and everyone is kind of still doing that right now. Like, we all have these shared interests, but then individual interests. So we've been, since graduating 4 years ago, we've been doing this. I imagine we will all keep doing this at least till the end of the pandemic, because it's tricky for us to move, as we're all stuck in different countries. But in the short-term future, we're going to continue to apply for projects as a team and continue to apply for projects as a group. Before next year, it's going to be difficult because of the pandemic, but that's really what we set out to do with this, like, present ourselves to situations as a group of people, not just like an individual to solve a problem, like a group of us. And we will continue to seek out these problems to try and solve. And then in the more long-term future, I think all of us have a very, as designers, we have like a very critical view of how many parts of the world and parts of society function, especially when it comes to sustainability. So I think we all share this goal of, once we've traveled and learned experiences, then coming back together in a community and forming a community where we kind of develop a way of living as a group and continue to work together. Lexi might be able to pick up that as well.
So yeah, we are all interested in kind of alternative ways of living self-sufficiently. So we have been talking about this dream of finding a land somewhere where we could work and live together, to continue pushing out our research and projects all together, like not just digitally, but physically. And that could be anywhere. We are really open for wherever the adventures take us. But on top of this idea of, you know, alternative living, we also want to really start sharing a lot more the things that we have developed over the years. So we're doing that now with the open source skateboards. It's actually been a journey of about 5 years. I already still remember the first lumps of plastic that Jason was melting in our uni halls in London. And now it's at the point of sharing. And we're really reaching that point as well with, you know, the mycelium, the orange peel materials. So really a dream would be to host workshops in different places, how people could, you know, benefit from their local waste resources to create some meaningful solutions for themselves. And then to take on these practices to create new fields of making. For example, when it comes to biomaterials, you can really make materials from anything, anywhere in the world. So to take on board in this kind of teaching, sharing aspect is what we really want to do as well. Start creating the impact that way as well, and keep creating cool projects at festivals, and yeah, just seeing what comes really.
Outstanding. Awesome. A lot of great stuff there. And You know, Alexi and Jason, really appreciate your time today. And before we sign off, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
Well, not really. I just like to thank for the time. It was really nice to come here and chat and talk about things.
Awesome.
Yeah. Just a reminder that every day question of how to live life. And so let's just all remember to take care of our home and consume less and favor organic solution and those things. And we'll all be good.
Awesome. Thanks, Alexi. Jason, any last words?
Alexi covered it pretty good. Just going to add that, yeah, if anyone wants to, it's really awesome to speak today. And if anyone wants to discuss the work we're doing more and the reason we're doing our work, then feel free to reach out to us. You can contact us through our website or through social media. But yeah, we're always willing to talk about projects and opportunities, and we're willing to help people and advise people who are doing similar things with good intentions. So yeah, we want people to see us as approachable. So yeah, please feel free if anyone who's listening to this wants to call and speak or message and speak.
Perfect. Awesome. That sounds great. And this concludes this Voices.Earth podcast interview with Alexi Vesaloma and Jason Knight of Mandan.Earth, which you heard that Mandan is a collection of friends, artists, and designers all brought together by a shared vision for experimentation, nature, and unconventional thinking. And Alexi and Jason, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .Earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.Earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .Earth domains. Through Voices.Earth, you can also secure your own .Earth domain name through all major registrars.